Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, good people? Back in the house. Y'all know what this is, man. This is G-Hop Radio. It's going through some things. Waiting on things to get started. And we're going to work on this one. You know what I mean? But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to get to some music. You know what I'm saying? We'll get to some music. Everybody don't know what's going on. I'm in here and they even let me not even letting me do nothing. It's crazy. I'm gonna call it switchboard. I'm in switchboard. I should be on.
Yeah, I stayed up and
crunched all the numbers. I already used Capital One Auto-Navigator. I found my car online and got calls like instantly.
Online,
I mean, that's the credit score. Then I got my real rate, and I'm now I just need to head to the dealership for a test drive.
Sounds easy.
Yes, it is.
Well, since we're both up, we want French toast. What's in your wallet? She's using my Old Spice moisturizer shave butter and squaring my old
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay. Yo, yo, yo.
What's up with it?
We on live?
We on live, man. This thing was over your head for me. I had to log out and log back in. What's good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Thanks for having me, man. I was trying to figure out how to get in, you know what I mean?
You get it the right way. You get it the right way. You're going to get this
okay,
thing,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me good? Am I breaking up?
I can hear you a tad bit, you know, it's a little bit, you know what I mean? But I can hear you good enough to hear you. Let me see.
You're even better now.
Yes, slightly.
Okay. We should be here, you know, just this thing rocking and rolling. What's been up with you, though?
Oh, man, blessed up, not messed up, my loved one, man. Just trying to get it popping, you know?
Oh yeah, I get it.
You already know what it
is. No, let me tell everybody what it is, man. This is the G-Hop Radio Show with your boy DJ Triple D. I got in studio live with me right now, DJ M Beats, straight out of Sacramento. You know what it is, man. It's Northern California.
Yeah.
This is how we rocking, man. Exclusives. Now,
yes,
this is what I want you to do. You introduce yourself to the people, bro.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Shout out to y'all, Faces of Success Radio, man. It's your boy, BJMB, straight out of Sacramento, California, man. You know what I mean? Engineer, producer, you know, rapper, you feel me? A little bit of everything. You know, just coming straight out the ground with it, man, from underground.
That's right. So tell the people what you got working on right now, what you doing right now.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. Yeah, I got a few projects going, man. I got a project, which is the album and a mixtape called Shout Out to the Streets. Y'all go check that out on BJM Beats on YouTube. It's called Shout Out to the Streets. It's a mixtape, 80 songs. Did 80 songs. I just was like, forget it. Let me just give them something. But then I followed it up with an album also called Shout Out to the Streets. Y'all be on the lookout for that. You feel me? I got a few projects coming, man. I got a lot of artists I'm working with. You feel me? We're just trying to get it out the mud, man. We're not looking for nothing, no handouts. We ain't looking for nothing special. We're just trying to work for it. And when it comes, we're going to appreciate it.
For sure. So what inspired you to do what you do?
Oh, man, to keep it all honest with you, man, where I live at, man, it's you got two or three choices, man. You can either try to be, you know, a sports player or some aspiring, you know what I mean? You can try to go to school. You know, you got those options out there. You can try to do all that, man. But in my environment, man, it was a lot of drugs and a lot of negativity, man, and I seen a lot of people hungry, man. I got tired of seeing that, man. I said, man, one day I want to do this music, man, and I want to give back, man, but I don't want to give back to the people who already got it. I want to give back to those who don't. Feel it? And that right there was kind of just a real motivation to just do it, man, just to just push it. Because, you know what I mean, at that time, if you had talent, you know what I'm saying, it's guaranteed that you're going to make some money with your talent. You know, nowadays it's a little harder, but, you know, it's still – if you're pushing hard, it's going to happen.
Yep, damn right about that. So how long you been doing that?
Okay, I could say my first actual project that I actually did was in 06, 2006. But I've been doing music off and on my whole life, man. Juvenile hall, you know what I'm saying? Penitentiary, you feel me? I was always having that pen and a pad. I'll write on a napkin. You know what I mean? I take a crayon, I take a piece of stick and write on dirt. I write a verse in dirt. You know what I mean? At that time, you feel me? I was so hungry, you feel me? And you know, when you lack so much, you want it so much more. You know what I mean? And so that was the drive and the hunger behind it all.
Hell yeah. Trust me, I feel it all. I go through the same shit all the time. Especially when you be running in so many, it be so many roadblocks where you be trying to wiggle around it, but instead of wiggling around it, you attack it and just try to, you know what I'm saying, hit wall to wall and blast through the wall. You know what I mean? That's how I attack the shit, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, man. Because I mean, we used to go to studio. Sorry to cut you off, brother. We used to go to studio, man, and pay for studio. We used to pay for beats. We used to pay for the studio time. We used to pay for the engineering. We used to pay for the mixing and the mastering. We used to pay for all this stuff. You know what I mean? I'm paying out of my pocket for a lot of years. And then I finally was like, man, I wasn't having nothing to eat at the end of the day. So I got a team together, and we would do me and the team. You know what I mean? And just try to get it out the mud that way. You know what I mean? But, you know, because of where we were at in our position in the game, it wasn't seeing any kind of status or success. Even at this point, it wasn't, you know what I mean, seeing the kind of success for such a hard work we've put in. But at the same time, so many people had things going on that I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to never give up on a dream. Because I felt like once I give up, it's over. You know what I mean? It's done.
Yeah.
As soon as you say, man, oh, it's past me, I ain't good enough, I can't make it, you know what I mean? They way too talented for me. That's when you lost. That's when, you know what I mean? I ain't never did that, man. I go in there with Drake. I wouldn't care, you feel me? And bring what I got to bring, and I feel it's going to be something that they'll love, you did? So, you know, in that regard, I ain't scared of nothing, man. I just want to push, and I want great music to come out, you know?
No doubt. Now, I got a few songs to play from you, and you let me know what song you want me to play first. We're going to get into your music real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you.
Which one you want?
Well, I got a song. It's a song on there called Hot Nick, 5-star Jew. You know what I mean? Producer, artist out of Sacramento, California, man. Shout out for one, though. Let me give a shout out to Reno, Nevada, man. They didn't put some butter on my bread for quite some time. And let me give a shout out to the Bay Area because, man, y'all been down for your brother like no other. You feel me? And also, let me give a shout out to L.A., man. And brothers down there in Compton show a lot of love, man. And Compton and Watts, man. Shout out to L.A., too, man. I just, you know, I had to do that because, man, they've been showing much love, and I appreciate it, man, coming this far.
Nah, man, it's your time. You can shout out the whole world if you want to, man. It's you.
Facts, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the whole world. Shout out to the whole world.
For sure. But yeah, like you said, the first song I'm going to get into of yours is called Hot Nig, you say?
It's called Hot Nig, yeah. Five Star Jew and BJM, Hot Nig.
Hell yeah, I'm about to get into that right here. Y'all finna hear it first right here on G-Hot Radio. Hot Nig.
Out of line.
I just not your bitch, yo. Didn't make a call and we on, niggas did it by myself. Nobody put me on, nigga. Piss me off, then I'm running in your home, nigga. People wanna be me, I guess I got some clones, nigga. Hey, bounce out with that stick, though. Free my niggas, then he gon' smoke you with a stick, though. Smoker, man, that's how you make a bitch a widow. Fans coming, toss the chop out the window, hey. We been getting to this bread. New Glock with a beam on the tip and it's red. In your 30th, nigga, when she'll let. Classify a nigga past tense like he net. Ay, I take a nigga hoe. The shit that I'm told and leave a nigga with a hoe. Ay, turn a nigga to a ghost. Turn this shit to a cookout. You don't want the smoke. I just not your bitch. Just bought a new Glock. Niggas don't touch it. I'm still a hot nigga. Just bought a new stick. I'm ready to draw shit. Draw shit. I just not your bitch. Just bought a new Glock. But niggas don't touch it. I'm still a hot
nigga,
hot
nigga.
I'm ready to draw shit.
I fly up, roof on, missing, baby, love the swag. And I don't do all that extra talking, I just touch it back. Your wax see a lane, don't get it, all you do is brag. I'm putting up a range, design to fit it, still pop a tag. Plus I got the mag, you don't really want smoke. I pull up like driving, and strap like a gun so. My money, my tumbo, in the field I don't fumble. This ain't no hearing, it's a drum roll, yeah. I just bought a new stick with the two clips. When it hit, feel like two bricks. Glock with a kickstand, aiming like a pool stick. Aiming like a pool stick.
I just knocked your bitch. Just bought a new Glock, niggas don't touch it. I'm still a hot nigga. Just bought a new stick, I'm ready to draw shit. Draw shit. I just knocked your bitch. Just bought a new Glock, but niggas don't touch it. I'm still a hot nigga. Just bought a new stick, I'm ready to draw shit.
Hello. Yes, sir. That right there, man. That go crazy, bro. That go crazy.
Appreciate you, man. So, that's exclusive, so man. I ain't out or nothing yet.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why this is an exclusive interview with you. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Letting the world know what it is.
Man, music life.
You know what I mean? So what was the inspiration behind that song right there?
Okay, so that one right there, man, I ain't gonna lie, the little brother blessed me on that one. He was like, BJM, man. He's like, I don't want nobody else on that, man. It's just you, me, and my brother, man. I was like, man, he already had the song good. I'm like, when I heard it, I'm like, nah, you do that to the face, bro. You got that? He's like, no, BJM, you got to do it. I was like, all right, well, man, I appreciate you, man. It's like, it was a thing because at that point in time in my career, I wanted to quit. I wanted to, like, give up. I wanted to be like, man, forget it. I'm done. I'm finna go do something else. And then he was like, nah, bro, don't quit, man. Get on this. You know what I mean? Then he gave me some more tracks. He's like, get on this. And then get on this. So I was like, man, it like, he wouldn't let me stop. And this is little bro. You feel me? He wouldn't let me stop, man. He's like, keep going, man. And I was like, ever since then, we just been going crazy.
Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of artists, including myself, I'm not excluding myself. Nothing I'm about to say right now. A lot of artists need somebody to keep that fire lit, to keep us pushing.
Right.
Because you get to a point to where, you know, like all the obstacles we go through gives us, like, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of sense of doubt. But if you got that person that's in your ear constantly, that gives you the drive to push. So I understand everything you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Man.
So I get it. So
big fan.
And
oh, yeah.
While we on this topic right there, what information or should I say, what knowledge will you give these youngsters nowadays that's trying to get into music and falling into the same obstacles that you fall into?
I think it's most importantly to in this music, man, to find a balance, because you're going to have stuff. You're going to have family. You're going to have a job. You're going to have, you know, things on the side, maybe legal matters. You're going to have all these different things. You got to balance this. You know what I mean? You can't give up on one thing for the other. You can't give up on your family for the music. You can't give up on your music for the family. You got to meet. You got to find your sweet spot and go for it. Like, you feel me? You got to get everybody around you to understand this is what you dream. And not only this is what you dream, is look at the statistics. You know what I mean? A lot of people who have made it, they had a strong group around them, right? And so once they made it, they was able to take care of the whole group with, you know what I mean, with the power that they developed, you know what I mean, from the group's help. Because I don't believe there's not an artist that made it entirely by themselves. You know what I mean? I believe every single body, I don't care if it was one person. It could have been moms. It could have been a foster auntie, whoever. You feel me? And they could have been like, man, hey, I like what you're doing there. You know what I mean? It might not have been everything, but it was something, you know? And
yeah.
Any kind of thing like that, you know, it's huge for me, you know?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Any motivation.
So you,
man. Any motivation.
So you say you're working on a few projects. How many projects you actually working on? And when should fans be expecting
on, it? Yeah, and working on a total, I ain't going to lie, I got like hundreds of songs, right? So what I did was, because I produce beats and stuff, and I produce for so many artists, man, you feel me? It's like I have like a whole lot of material. So what I did was I split them up. I got like three albums coming back to back, you know what I mean, including the mixtape. And I just want to hit the world, you know what I mean? I want to hit the world just with number quality, the best I can bring, you know. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I said we all have a chance to be the greatest. You feel me? But I just want to hit the world with the best I could bring. And my hope, and, you know, I just pray that everybody can receive it and you know what I mean, and respect it. You know what I mean? The hard work put in. You know what I mean? The hours, the time, the money spent, the argument. You know what I mean? Like, I've dealt with it all just to put a project together. It took me to get this project together. It took about 4 years. You know what I mean? Just songs and everything, like 4 years, you know what I mean? And that's not including the prior project that I wanted to do that never came out, you know?
Oh, yeah. I get it. So it sounds to me, man, you got your whole plate full, bro, which is not bad. It's not bad at all. You know, I feel the more you're able to feed, you know what I'm saying, the hungrier you'll stay, and the more your fans will get. You understand what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I don't know if I asked you this already, but what's your target audience? Who do you target as far as you see, with your music?
So for my thing is, I feel like a principal, right? I feel like a person that, you know what I mean, you can come to me and talk to me, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I ain't the kind of principal that's going to, you feel me, judge you, though. I'm the principal that's going to tell you, you know what I mean, help you through it, you feel me? So, like, when they come to hear the music that I have to offer, you're going to hear teaching. You're going to hear real music. You're going to hear melody. You're going to hear singing. You're going to hear love music. You're going to hear something for the club. You're going to hear a lot of street music because that's where I come from. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm hitting them with something that, you feel me, you could take something out of it. I'm not going to just do any songs where at the end of the song, you're like, well, that was easy. You know what I mean? I want them to really think. When I put the stuff together, I wanted to go back to, you know, them thought-provoking rhymes that we used to come up on, you know what I mean? Not saying I want to be old school, but I still want to have them with thought-provoking rhymes. So my target audience, more or less, would be people who like to think, you know what I'm saying? People who like to think and love music, you know what I'm talking about? Because sometimes,
ain't nothing wrong
you know,
with it.
We get to a place where we don't, you know what I mean? We like, sometimes we just want to hear music. We don't even want to do all the thinking. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't want to do all that. We just want to hear a good beat, and you know what I mean, with something smooth to it, and we good with that. And sometimes it come out like that for me as well. But I just like to, for the most part, hit them with things that give them you know what I mean, to take them somewhere, like to take them on journeys. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a lot of movies coming. You know what I mean? So I want to hit them with them movie thoughts. You know what I mean? Take you on a journey with
me. Exactly. So when you, knowing that you do beats, knowing that you make your own music or whatever, when you get into the studio and you sit in, before you create a beat, what thought goes in your head before you even put down your bass line, before you put the whatever sounds in there, what thoughts come in your head to get you started on the right path for a beat?
Good question. Good question. So for me, when I really sit there and I to get my whole vibe, I really have to feed off of the energy. Now, it doesn't have to be particularly anybody even there. It could just be me, and I could just be sitting there and I could watch some stuff. Like, it's been a lot of unfortunate violence going down. You feel me? In a lot of different places, not just in my city or my neighborhood, but just all over the world. You know what I mean? And when I see these things, and they're so often, it's like I feel like I have to tell that story and explain every intricate detail of that story. It's like there's a brother getting shot, then, you know what I mean? Then there's a brother going to jail, then there's a brother going back to ride, then there's another brother, you know what I'm saying? Then there's a mom that's crying over her son just got killed, then there's a sister whose brother just did life, you know what I mean, over killing that, you know what I mean? And them's the stories that I feel like I have to detail and give to my fans so they can, you know what I mean, so they can have an understanding, because everybody hasn't been to every neighborhood, and a lot of people, you know what I mean, haven't been to these, like, harsh environments that I'm used to living in, you know what I mean? So I kind of want to explain to them in detail and give them something that they can leave with, that they can learn from, more or less, you know what I mean? Instead of telling somebody to go shoot everybody, I'd rather tell them, okay, well, you can go do what you want to do, but at the same time, there's consequences, you feel me? And then there's a mama crying on the other end of that, or a family member, you feel me? Or a little baby that, you know what I mean, little daughter or somebody you shot in front of the daughter, and the daughter looking at you, that's the last thing they see is your face and her dead parent, you know what I mean? So it's just real, and I like to express the realness, man.
That's what's up. I'm going to get back into some old your music, man.
Man, appreciate you, man.
Hear?
Okay,
what
man, I got
hear?
A song, man. I got a song on there. DJM. Jess Push and Joe DeVoe, is called Never Be Forgiven.
It's funny you say that,
Push,
because
man.
I was going to play that song anyway, but since you called it out, I'm going to play it right now. I'm going to play it right now.
You.
Y'all heard it here, man, on GR Radio.
To my
man.
Brother Jess that's, Push.
That's right. Fast. Let's get to it. Never
Let's
Be
go.
Forgiven. Right here.
About this mob business, if you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip man, a pill under your heel when they cater ripping. All suckers could never have this, cause they never listen. Chasing chicken lace with vision about this mob business, if you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip man, a pill under your heel when they cater ripping. All suckers could never have this, cause they never listen.
The young life don't wanna soak the game from the old heads, cause we are not the same. On the same streets, but the game has changed. Survival, that's the name of the game. White standing plain, cause they got no aim. Busting at your chest, trying to hit your brain. Look at the ground, it's a DNA stain. It all happens over a chain. Sunshine, but can you stand the rain? Oh, yeah.
Chasing chicken lace with vision by this mob business. If you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip man a pill under your heel when they cater ripping. All suckers could never have this, cause they never listen. Chasing chicken lace with vision by this mob business. If you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip man a pill under your heel when they cater ripping. All suckers cause they scared of fame. Hit the brick wall to the pen as a barricade. End up shanked up, prison made, metal blade, nigga. I need this music, that's my ventilation. If I give you the game and you can't use it, then it's separation. Fucked up, car race, or be drugs, it's medications. Only if we can use our mind more for meditation. Section 8 dope cases, 38 no shell cases. Solid niggas don't tell cases. 6 shots left, 3 seconds with no powder traces. Fed time, Victorville, Lime Park for them powder cases. Real niggas don't say shit, nigga. Chasing chicken lace with vision by this mob business. If you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip nana peel under your heel when that cater ripping. All suckers could never have fists cause they never listen. Chasing chicken lace with vision by this mob business. If you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip nana peel under your heel when that cater ripping. All suckers could never have fists cause they never listen.
With a whore head youngin' turned down by the streets, elders couldn't get him to turn down, just like his beat. The money made him happy, the women made him weak. The paper coming and said he was them killers on the creek. Shots rang out, he ducking tires, squealing on his Jeep. Trying to get away, but shots hit him, put him straight to sleep. This game ain't for joking, stay focused, watch the way you speak. Cause in my city, young homies die 7 days a week. Where I'm from, they known to keep K's like your ABCs. We was giving game way back in the days when we was baby G's. If you don't pay attention, you a lame and can't hang with me. Might not be good at basketball, but I bet you we got that range with heat.
Chasing chicken lace with vision by this mob business. If you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip nana peel under your heel when they cater ripping. All suckers could never have fists cause they never listen. Chasing chicken lace with vision by this mob business. If you ever turn a witness, you can never be forgiven. Slip nana peel under your heel when they cater ripping. All suckers could never have fists cause they never listen.
That's what I'm talking about. Never be forgiven, man.
Man,
that's
yeah.
Nice right there, bro. Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
That's nice right there. Man. So let me ask you this. Have you been doing any shows, performing anywhere?
Okay, yeah, man. Shout out to Miss Pearl, man, over there at Face of Success Radio. She allowed us to go do a nice show at the Nugget. We had a nice turnout, you know what I mean? Everybody performed real wonderful. Man, a shout out to the DJ over there, DJ Fabe. He's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible DJ,
so,
man.
So what's the furthest you ever traveled to perform?
Okay, as far as performance, as far as I've ever been, it's like Arizona, you know what I'm saying, like Tempe, you know what I mean? One of the hottest shows in America, but hey, it was a good show, you know what I mean? Nice little turnout. Like 5,000 people. I was able to, you know, do a nice little opening performance. And at that time in my career, you know, I didn't really have the support. So it was cool, but I didn't have, like, a project to really get myself out there, let people know who I am and things like that. So it was just, like, kind of a starter kit, you know what I mean, at that point in my career. But I've done plenty of shows, like maybe 20 or 50 shows, you know what I mean? But that one show was the biggest and probably the furthest I've done.
Yeah, no doubt. I get it. I know how that goes, for real. Now, as far as working with different artists, who's your target artist that you would love to work with?
Oh, man, shoot, man. To keep it all honest with you, right? To keep it all honest with you, I already worked with him before, man, and it was a blessing to me. Even though he's not no big old major artist like that on this platform, I got to give him a shout out, and I got to give him because he was the first, like one of the first real artists, you feel me, to just, you know what I mean, reach out, and that was Kick the Sneak and Asian Man, 3 Times Crazy. Them was the two realest dudes, I ain't going to lie, man, them dudes straight out of Oakland, man, East Oakland Bay Area, man, they put it, they represent good. And I ain't going to lie, that was the first to reach out and say, you know what, man, I rock with you. That's my target. That's who I like. I don't care if it was Lil Wayne coming there. If I looked up to your music and what you doing and you ain't too good, you feel me, to reach to me, that's who I like. You know what I'm saying? Keep it honest.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? The people that treat people as people, not, you know what I'm saying, belittling them, feeling that they're on a whole different level. Yeah. So I get exactly what you're talking about. Now, on all, so every project you got, let me see, you got a lot of different features on it?
Oh, yeah, man. I got blessed this time around, man. I got, you know, I got features from Stalin. I got features from, you know, a lot of my local people, you know what I mean? A lot of my local favorites, you know what I mean? I got a spread out selection on this album, man, but I'm trying to bring them the best of what the team got, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have some surprise features on there, you know what I mean? I don't want to expose them yet. I'm going to have some surprise features on there that people don't know I got the connections to, and it's going to be good, man. I just want them to look out for that Shout Out to the Streets album. It's going to be something serious. Oh, yeah, 3D finna be on that thing, too. Y'all look out for that, though. You know what I mean? The Don, man.
You already know, man. We gotta put it together and connect on some real shit, man. Because I can honestly say from experience, man, I work with my dude, man, and my dude, when it comes to engineering, on, you know, fuck, this nigga make sure your shit leave his lab on point. So my nigga, make right, sure you give me perfection. It's not losing is not an option when it comes to his, you know what I'm saying, his work. And I love that about it.
I've seen him work,
and I've worked with him, so I know how it go down. And that's the you.
We're going to get it in.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
But we ain't gonna hold these people. We're going to let them keep hearing your music, man. What else you got for me, man?
I appreciate that, man. I got one on there. It said, come to me, right? But it's just listen to it, man. It's me. It's DJ M and Joe DeVoe. Check it out. Come to me.
Y'all heard it from the man. You heard it right here on GI Radio with your boy DJ Triple D on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Let's get into this. Come to me.
Then she wanna chill in the studio. she wanna chill in the studio. Swear she can take it bad, I get a naked, I'ma break a bone. Superman with no fumbles. Come to me and I'll coach you. You can be my go-to. Superman, even my lowest lane. Tell me, have you ever seen snakes on a plane? Can't have an attitude, not a disattitude. Pour a couple drinks, baby, maybe you should have a few. When you get loose, I'm gon' have it you. I'll close what we do, we don't need no parachute. Don't need no parachute.
When I hop in a limo, she wanna roll and take her wherever she wanna go. The money ain't nothing I'm touching though. She know that I'm talking but love her though. Uncomfortable when she around them squares. Brother be around a real one like me. I'ma get you naked, swear that you can take it. Sound real good, but they're talking is cheap.
She rockin' with us for the night. Oh, she wanna ride in the limo. Then she wanna chill in the studio. But if she can take it bad, I get her naked, I'ma break her bones. Superman with no phone booth. Come to me and I'll coach you. You can be my go-to. She rockin' with us for the night. Oh, she wanna ride in the limo. Then she wanna chill. Swear that she can take it bad, I get her naked, I'ma break her bones. Superman with no phone booth. Come to me and I'll coach you. You can be my go-to.
I'm pulling you out. You could be that go-to. That's what's
I love working with that man right there. That's my baby cousin, Joe the Vocalist. You are too. Look at my Joe the Vocalist.
And one thing you're showing the people, and I'm saying ones that's listening, it is the versatility. You know what I mean? And that's good when you out there and putting, because you said you don't have a target. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to hit everybody, and you're showing everybody that you can actually hit everybody. You know what I mean?
Amen. Facts.
So do you have any videos out?
Oh man, that's the blessing right there. I've been able, fortunately, to become my own videographer. You know what I mean? Because another thing, like for me to be able to do the things that I'm able to do right now, I had to learn a lot. You know what I mean? And a lot of things I had to learn was the ability to do things that I can't. You know, I have to pay for because I realize I'm in a position where I'm not rich yet. So I feel like I have to put in that much more effort, that much more work, that many more hours. You feel me? So it's like everything I'm doing, I want it to be right. Everything I'm doing, I want it to count. You know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong with it. So let the people know. You said we got like about 20 minutes left. Let the people know like all your social media sites where they can tap in.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, again, it's BJM Beats. You can actually go to Google and just type in BJM, put a space, and then put Beats, and you'll see the content show up. First, everything is all me. You can go to Instagram, BJM Beats. It's all out. Any platform, you know, LinkedIn, anything, man. You know what I mean? I'm all across every platform. On my YouTube, I just dropped, man, I got several new videos. I'm about to drop one tonight called Shout Out to the Streets. You know what I mean? It's a mixtape song that was off the mixtape. I'm going to hit the streets with that. You feel me? So y'all can check that out again, BJM Beats on YouTube. Man, just check me out, man. Go subscribe. You feel me? I'll subscribe back. If you need subscribers, I'm your man. I will subscribe to you and have my people do the same, you know? So feel free to subscribe. Feel free to like and leave comments because it don't hurt to leave some positives. Because I'm going to leave it back on yours. I'm going to come straight over there and say something really good and inspirational. Same, you know, vice versa, like I would want for mine. So just know it's love all the way across the board.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all heard it from the man himself. You support him, he's going to support you back. And that's real talk. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
But, man, we finna get back into some more of your music, though, bro. So with this pull-up, go ahead and introduce this pull-up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's that pull-up, man. That's that pull-up clean laundry, man. Once again, man, I want to take a little second, man, to give my brother, man, RIP, Just Push, man, a shout-out, man, him and his family, you feel me? You know, I mean, his daughters, they stay out there in Reno, you feel me? They putting it down, you feel me? They connect with cons on internet, on YouTube, I mean, on Facebook, my bad. They connect with cons, you know what I mean, out of Reno. You feel me? They doing their thing. Little girls, man, they ain't never like, you know what I mean? Like 5, 6, 7 years old. She just turned like 7. You know what I mean? Little girl, connect with Cons. Go check them out. And, but yeah, this that pull up, clean laundry mat, just push BJM, Joe the Vote. You know what I mean?
I heard it. Let's get into it right here on G-Hop Radio. That's Gangsta Hip Hop on Faith of Success Radio, yeah. 101 FM with your boy, DJ Triple D.
And chains in our desperate situations, stole all the info, but we was the first ones to come up with the game, nigga. OGs ain't knocking nothing off, youngsters blowing flame. If you showing diamonds, you a victim. Bang a gang, no thing on you, then you fall and slipping. Like I said before, the more you show, become a fallen victim, nigga.
I pull up clean, laundromat, bitches in the kitchen and my dogs in the back. Hard line, no falling back. If it ain't about the money, don't call me back. I don't beef with niggas, I don't see these niggas. I am way up high, too far. They ain't on my radar, but I still hit them like an A-bomb. Snitch niggas getting paid off. I'm Nick Cage, take a face off. 3 strikes, no baseball. I ain't never had to lay low. I got a lot of clips, but it's Draco. I ain't never gotta reload. I hit them high and I hit them low.
Heard a Draco with no reload, and I always stay to the G-code. Yeah, I'm getting that money every day. I'm in beast mode. All about the dope, I don't play around. If it ain't about no cash, then I don't stay around. I'd rather get the cash through every state and town. But I always stay strapped, cause the killers just might lay you down.
And they don't play, hit you with a case. When they put your fast in the middle with a day, mask down. You don't really wanna play with that cam. When they double, they bustin', they only got a spray round. Pull up clean like a laundromat. Tell them imitators they can copy that. I started from the bottom, then I came to the top. Now I'm winning, baby, like Rocky back. Like the music business, I got the rocks and the rap. You can witness, I'm on the block with the strap. Disrespect it, I'ma get the check and make your whole hood look like it's Mortal Kombat.
I pull up clean, laundromat. Bitches in the kitchen and my dogs in the back. Hard line, no falling back. If it ain't about the money, don't call me back. I don't beef with niggas, I don't see these niggas. I am way up high, too far. They ain't on my radar, but I still hit them like an A-bomb. Snitch niggas getting paid off. I'm Nick Cage, take a face off. 3 strikes, no baseball. I ain't never had to lay low. I got a lot of clips, but it's Draco. I ain't never gotta reload. I hit them high and I hit them low. Goons move when I say so. Drillers and killers on payroll. I'm a truck for my payload. African diamonds, bloodstone. Rubies and diamonds, silence the sirens. You are in the den with the lions. Cover the rain, comfort the pain. I sit Patron with the linemen. Money call is good timing. 747 flying. In the airway above my haters. They are stuck in the ground. I'm all of the town. Making my rounds. Growing on hay. Stuck in the reds. Busting with K. I be on the block. I hustle for days. Touching the pay. Touching the pay. Pull up clean like a laundromat. Pick clean up a laundromat. To a bench or a Pontiac. Like a scanner and a printer, you can copy that. Hey, ass nigga, do you copy that? Pull up clean like a laundromat. Pick clean at the laundromat. To a bench or a Pontiac. I pull up clean, laundromat. Bitches in the kitchen and my dogs in the back. Hard line, no falling back. If it ain't about the money, don't call me back. I don't beef with niggas, I don't see these niggas. I am way up high, too far. They ain't on my radar, but I still hit them like an A-bomb. Snitch niggas getting paid off. I'm Nick Cage, take a face off.
Most definitely, bro. Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing,
appreciate
bro.
That, man.
You know what you're doing. For real. So, before we get up out of here, I know you got one more song left, but I want you to let the people know if you have any exact dates of these projects that's dropping. Let them know when they should be expecting.
Okay, shoot, man. I appreciate that, man. So the first project I'm going to be dropping is the Shout Out to Streets project, and I want to have that come out. You feel me? Cause, you know what I mean? Shout out to Moms, man. Dina Pickering, I just lost Moms. Feel me? So I'm going to have it come out on Mom's birthday. You feel me? September 20th. So y'all look out for that. You feel me? That's coming out. You feel me? September 20th.
My condolences. That's before you continue. My condolences.
You feel me? And we dropping that then. And we just going to go crazy, man. Shout out to Big Toby T. Shout out to Queen Brief. You feel me? Shout out to Five Star Jew Friday. Shout out, to, man. Shout out to OTB Jai. You feel me? And just everybody I work with, man, and it's been a shout out to Rated R. He just jumped on the team. He going crazy with the music. I look out for Rated R. You feel me? And we trying to get it popping, bro. I ain't lying to you. I ain't lying.
How you doing, man? We sitting the motor mayor here. You know what I'm saying? And all due respect. Respect the hustle for sure. You know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You know that. We going to be putting together some shit, too.
Oh, you know it.
For real. But before we get up out of here, man, I'm finna slap this Dangerous real quick. Then come back to you when you know what I'm saying, you can give people your love, your peace or whatever. But I'm gonna slap this Dangerous real fast.
First that you right DJ and the Queen Bring Flows. Dangerous.
Right here on Jihad Radio.
A target, but you could care less. Well, I'm funny, I don't care about a vest. You need a spare chest. All that air talk, you a square, making them air threats. Till them drillers get on your head, just like a hair net. Known to take off in the eyes, like a Learjet. Your mama crying, wondering why the cops ain't here yet. Little steam message, so the motive ain't clear yet. Perspiration running down the face, could see the clear sweat. Bet their mouth running, be the thing that start the drama off. Think they must have closed the zoo when they let the llamas off. You on the high line with 12, hoping they haul us off. And at the same time, with the other line trying to call it off. My young goons move, they don't play, whip your wallet off. Think it's the game, precision aim, quick drama grow up on the slick one. Like I'm raw, get wet up like a waterfall. Them double live bustling, you stuck like the start off.
Jump in that clip, watch your toes happy jumping like a polar seat. Dumbin' us, we donuts. Bust a couple rounds, know you out, no coma. Really from the gut. Rest in peace, posters on every corner. What you up, super soap? I'm a rider on the team. You can turn this to a murder scene. Your mug might have been mean, but it saved you from the gurney with a sheet. You couldn't handle the beef. You should've stayed out of the street. Goons bloodthirsty insane. Ill sick in the membrane.
Living where I'm living, they get dangerous. Bustin' with the pain, they gon' aim me. When they on that roll on you, ain't no time enough. When it's on, and it's on. Yeah, it's on. Living where I'm living, they get dangerous. Bustin' with that pussy, they gon' aim me.
On that phone, you ain't not playing.
Living where I'm living, ain't no slipping like a transmission. Over some chicken, find out your mom and dad missing. All that talking, he ain't listen. Killers talking with his stitches. That's the end of his chapter, the magazine page is ripping. Please pay attention or you'll run into my henchmen. They don't want no pay to hit me, they just wanna use their equipment. I be plugged with the shipment, I get it and move it different. I can put you on, but pay me or my drillers will come and get it. My hood on fire, it get dangerous where I'm living. Full of spinning like a tire on a stang when it's whipping. Them drillers got no brains up that pole in the instant. They don't care if you swole, the goal is to leave you dripping. We don't do no diss tracks, we ain't in the sneak dissing. Cause anything you say, the police gon' keep listening. Especially in my position, where I can send them on missions. And if I got a problem, I can give them your description.
Living where I'm living, it get dangerous. What's up with the pain, they gon' hate me. When they up that pole, you ain't no time enough. When it's on, and it's on.
Man, I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, man, appreciate y'all, man, again. Surely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, them slappers right there, man, I could go in the slap, in the cop, speakers knocking, and I'm rolling in the hood. I'm slapping that shit, for real.
Yeah, much appreciated, King. Much appreciated.
Oh, yeah. So before we get up out of here, man, you know what I'm saying? You got 5 minutes to shoot your shit. Your shout outs, your your more shout outs, whatever it is, man. It's your time. Go ahead.
Again, man, let me get that special shout out to the queen, man. You know what I'm saying? Miss Pearl, man, over there making things happen day and night. Feel me, working tirelessly over there at Face of Success, man. Got to give a shout out to her mainly, man. And then, off top, man, you know I got to get a rest out, man. Shout out to Big 3D, man, just for having me. Feel me, Dub the Dime, man. Thank you for having me, feel me. My big dog,
it's
feel me.
Good.
And then, shout out to my big dog, Toby T. I know I mentioned him before, and I'm going to keep doing it because, man, you feel me, he been the gas to the whole car, man. The car wouldn't even be moving, man, right now. Feel me? Shout out to Big Toby T, man. And then shout out to the Queen Bree, man. Feel me? She been holding me down like no other, man. Like no brother, man. You feel me? And, you know what I mean? I got to give her a special one. And all my kids, you feel me? My mamas, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, feel me, out there, you feel me? I got to give one out to my boy Del Suede, working hard. Feel me? I got to check my boy Del Suede out. He go crazy. Work hard, man. My brother Chrome, True Solid, man. You know what I mean? He doing his thing with the Chrome True Solid Apparel. You dig? Man, 5-star Jew again. I'm always going to mention him 100 times. And another brother is my brother, J-Sav Williams. You feel me? His name is J-Sav, man, incredible. Man, he hard, man. He got like 10, 15 albums, man. He just slept on. But I'm just saying, man, there's so much love, man. Just, man, RP to the ones that ain't here. Feel me? Free the ones that deserve to be free. Feel me? And all that, man. And, man, I appreciate this honor of being on here and being able to speak to the people, man, and, you know, let them know what this music life is about.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's definitely what it is. That's definitely what it is. It's good to know and see that you really out here busting it, man, because a lot of people talk about it but really ain't about it, you know what I mean? But you really putting in the groundwork and showing the hustle and the grit and grind that you done put in, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially the few talks we didn't have, you know what I'm saying? It was on the other end, but now to see you actually putting in the work and really getting it in, doing what it do, shit. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
I love it all. I love the hustle,
hello,
bro.
And much more to
what
come.
I'm going to do real quick, and this is going to be the last song. I'm going to let people hear the song that I actually recorded in your studio.
Do
what you're going to do.
Dope.
You just slap that real fast, man. Right here on G-Hop Radio, right? Since you're on here with me. Right here on G-Hop.
Backs against the wall, what you gon' do? Keep the hustle up, dog. What you gon' do? Protect yourself at all costs. What you gon' do? wages, will I fall? I go to war. To those niggas I don't trust, I say fuck them all. Keep a thumper ready to cough, you know the protocol. By any means I get my money, now you wanna talk. My business wasn't interested, so you chose a war. Making sure I stayed invested, I paid the whole cost. Keep a trap on every spin, I be my own boss. Survival of the business, witness all the crazy shit. Wasn't leaving from the block cause I was raising it. Was in my prime, I selling dimes and graduated to zips. I keep it solid, kept a job, I had to stay legit. Being broke wasn't a choice, I don't condone that shit. And if the block was getting hot, I'd be the first to dip. Wasn't in a hitting list, but if it came out to it, I'd be the first to stick the move and be the first to pull.
What you gon' do? When your back's against the wall, what you gon' do? Keep the hustle up, dog. What you gon' do? Protect yourself at all costs. What you gon' do? What you gon' do, nigga? What you gon' do? When your back against the wall, what you gon' do? Keep the hustle up, dog. What you gon' do? Protect yourself at all costs. What you gon' do? What you gon' do, nigga? Switch of mind, so I took advantage of it, pop. Told me to cop a gig and multiply my guap. Sacrificing more demands, always around the clock. Stepping my game up quick, never been forced to stop. Like an animal, I beat a beast around the clock. Pulling 24-7, look at my fatty knot. Scroll pockets, keeping fresh happens to be the plot. I'ma make it do what it do if you with it or not. Used to being on my own, I sacrificed a lot. Being cheated so cold, but will it ever stop? I'm a menace to society, connect the dots. I'ma be the boy from the hood, carrying what you're not. Done dirt, I face my own consequence. The more I hustle, paid the way for me to stack my chips. It took patience, and the only way it made sense. I persevered, studied game, and I kept it with. What you gon' do? When your back's against the wall, what you gon' do?
That's what it is, man. That's the show for today, bro. DJM.
Man. Hey. Yes, sir. Man, hey, salute the face of Success Radio, man. Have me back again whenever y'all want. What you gonna do?
For sure, bro. That's the show for the day. Tune in next time on G-Hot Radio with your boy DJ Triple D. We're going to do it, bro. Tap in with me.
For surely, man. Tap much love to everybody out there.
All right, for sure. One. And that's the show.
All right, go.
Go.